to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health, wellness, and longevity. Thank you for joining us today. We are your hosts. I am David.
Jessica.
All right. Make sure that you're following Super Humanistic on YouTube, Instagram, and hit that follow button or subscribe button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Last week, we talked about spirituality and health and wellness and the connection between those. So if you want to learn more about how you can be more connected to your spirituality and God through health and wellness, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about the five feel-good factors that fuel a longer life. So we often think of longevity as being super complex. You got to take a bunch of exotic supplements and there's some high-tech biohacks, but what if the secret lay in the fundamentals? What if the things that make you feel instantly better are the same things keeping you alive and thriving for decades to come? Today, we're going to break down the big five for you. That's natural sunlight, quality sleep, healthy diet, time in nature, and physical exercise. So we're going to talk about helping you to rewire your routine, and you're going to kick it off with the first
feel-good factor. With that, it is natural sunlight. I think before we were like had electric lights, right? It was just the sun, and people relied on the sun for when they should be waking up, when they need to go to bed. So it really helped our bodies to be able to keep in sync and in a cycle. Like we have our circadian rhythm even. So that works with the sunlight. We spend currently though 90% of our lives indoors, a lot of us, and our clocks are running on those fumes. So sunlight is a longevity hack, just being out in the sun. And I know we've talked about like going for walks and being out in the sun in previous episodes. In this case, the same thing, right? Being out in the sun is still a great hack for our bodies that will help us to live longer lives. And it's not just because we get vitamin D from the sun, it's actually, which is crucial for our bone density and our immune function and reducing that inflammation. However, that sunlight is getting our bodies in sync and helping us to be able to stay in sync throughout the day. It helps then regulate our timing for everything between our hormones being regulated throughout our day, our genes are then regulated, and then our metabolism is more regulated when we are out in the sun and actually spending more time outdoors. So also our circadian rhythm gets disrupted when we're not outdoors. So I know like in the winter and the now we're getting into like fall season here in the Chicago area. So a lot of that hormonal disruptions tend to happen. In previous episodes, we talked about anxiety and how we have seasonal anxiety and it is real, right? So with that, like the sun is less and less out. So of course people are more like, they're just spending more time inside. It's getting colder. I don't want to be outside going for my walks, but please do take that time. It is so important to be outside, getting that fresh air and that sunlight into our bodies. It helps us to be able to keep that our hormones in check, even if it is just a 10 to 20 minute per day of sun exposure. Make sure that you're going outside. And this would be hard, but going outside and not having our sunglasses, because we need that natural light getting into our bodies. I'm not saying to look directly at the sun, please don't do that. But going outside and like making our bodies actually work. So that also includes our eyesight, and our eyesight has to be able to like, our eyes need to be able to squint and need to be able to do certain things that like is natural for our bodies to do when we're out in the sun.
All right. Factor number two is the ultimate reset, which is quality sleep. This is the bedrock of superhuman health. You cannot biohack a lack of sleep in any way. Longevity researchers often point to sleep as the number one predictor of long-term health, even over diet and exercise in some metrics. So why sleep is a longevity hack? That's because when you're sleeping, your brain performs a housekeeping process called the glymphatic system. It's essentially washing away those metabolic waste products that build up during the day. So this waste includes beta amyloid, which is being linked to brain diseases such as Alzheimer's. You're literally clearing those toxic debris whenever you sleep. So, and those toxic debris are related to aging. So that's why it's so important to make sure that you're sleeping. Furthermore, when you have those deep, slow waves of sleep, that's when 80% of your human growth hormone is going to be released into your body. And that's the key to that cellular repair and maintenance after working out. So the superhuman takeaway on this, you want to target about 7 to 9 hours of sleep. You want to be consistent with that. You want to be fanatical with your sleep. It's so important. And what you want to do is try to focus on going to bed within that same 30-minute window each night, and then waking up within about the same 30-minute window each night. And that's going to be your number one factor for helping improve your sleep. But also, as you mentioned, kind of that morning light is going to be your best supplement. So make sure in the morning when you first do wake, you are getting some sunlight or some very bright light, which will help balance you out. And I know that's always tough on the weekends. You kind of want to sleep in. We typically go to bed at the same time, but then we sleep in a little bit later on the weekend. So still working on that. But another recommendation is get yourself a fitness monitor, a watch, Fitbit, Apple Watch, something like that. And that'll help track your sleep for you. So just kind of having that tracking and having that to go back to reference to can help push your habits towards the right habits to be a better sleeper.
Yeah. And then factor three is a healthy diet. And I know in previous episodes, we have talked about diet and like feeding our bodies to help us not only live longer, but in this case, we also want to focus more on that feel good core. So the nutrient dense and gut health here. So why diet is a longevity hack? Well, our diet is the instruction for the rest of our genes. We've talked about this in previous episodes as well. Those highly processed foods cause more inflammatory within our body. So then that sends signals that accelerate aging and disease in our bodies. Whereas a healthy diet, when we're eating those whole foods and unprocessed foods, that is actually doing the opposite. So it sends signals for our body to be able to like relax and not be in like the fight or flight all the time. We're not having inflammatory and diseases when we are focusing on feeding our bodies with those single whole foods. We're also feeding our mitochondria, which is our cellular energy factories, so with the right amount or with the right fuels. So then they're making new cells and our cells are regenerating for us to even not only feel like we're younger, but appear younger too. So specifically focus on those plant-based fiber that will feed our gut microbiome. This then produces those short chain fatty acids that will reduce inflammation throughout our body and is linked directly to extending our lifespan. So the takeaway here is that when we're looking at adopting a new eating pattern, make sure that we prioritize those real ingredients, single ingredient foods, focus on a variety that will feed and deliver a diverse gut garden, and think about adding a handful of colorful vegetables to every meal. If our great grandmother wouldn't recognize it as food, it's probably not a longevity food.
All right. So on to factor number four, this is the wild card, and that's time in nature. So it's often dismissed as, you know, soft spiritual benefit. Nothing major is happening, but the science is actually there. Spending time in natural environments such as a forest, a beach, a park really changes your body's chemistry. And the reason why this is a longevity hack is studies have shown that a simple walk in the woods or forest bathing, I know that's one of your favorite buzzwords there, lowers stress hormone cortisol. It also reduces your blood pressure and it increases those natural killer cells, a key part of your immune system and defense system. So when you lower chronic stress, you take the foot off the accelerator of aging because chronic stress is one of the biggest thieves of longevity. And nature also provides that soft fascination, that curiosity that kind of comes over you. So it allows your attention to recover from the directed attention on a computer screen all day when you're at work or something like that. So when you're also in nature, it really helps you mentally. It helps your mental fatigue and also supports that cognitive longevity as well. So that superhuman takeaway in this one is schedule at least one 20-minute block of time per week to be fully immersed in a natural environment, whether that's a park, a forest, a beach, walk along a lake, anything like that. And even better, try to do it without any headphones, and that way you can fully immerse yourself in the experience. We have a couple of forest preserves nearby us, and we try to get out for a walk in a forest preserve at least once a week, once every couple of weeks, just kind of depends on the weather. Summer's out here, there's a ton of bugs and mosquitoes, so can't really get in there. And then winters oftentimes can be super cold, so spring, fall are kind of the best times for us to do that, but we also try to find opportunities during the winter when we have a decent day.
Yeah, absolutely. So then factor five is the physical exercise. So of the five longevity hacks or factors, exercise is perhaps, you know, the most obvious of them all. And its role in longevity is more nuanced than just burning those calories, right? So exercise is the longevity hack because it's the single best stimulator of our body's internal repair mechanisms. When we work out, we're actually creating the hormetic stress, which is a brief beneficial stressor to our bodies that forces our cells to adapt and actually become stronger. So two key longevity benefits would be the mitochondrial biogenesis, which simply is exercise stimulates the growth of new healthy mitochondria. This effectively then rejuvenates our cell power grid, so like we're becoming stronger. And then our telomere maintenance with intense exercise, like high intensity interval training, so the HIIT training, and resistance training, it has been shown and linked to protecting the length of those telomeres. So that's that end of our DNA or cells that actually determine like how old our cell is. We want them to be longer because then they're healthier. And that means we look younger as well and feel younger. So with intense exercise, those increase the telomeres. And it does shorten naturally with age. So of course, exercising is going to keep it longer and keeping us healthier and younger looking. So the takeaway here is that we should mix up our workouts. And we've said this before as well. So don't just stick to one thing. That also can become boring. And then a lot of people give up when they stick to just one sort of workout regimen. Mix it up, aim for sure for the 150 minutes of moderate cardio per week as well. And then crucially incorporate resistance training at least 2 to 3 times per week. That way we're preserving that muscle mass, which is another major determinant of health span and independence of the age, in old age.
All right. Well, that's a lot of good information there. Let's kind of bring it all together. So with this longevity circuit, let's connect all the dots. Here's the beauty of this longevity circuit. These factors aren't isolated. They form a synergistic loop whenever you start to participate in them. So for example, morning sunlight improves your sleep. Good sleep then allows your body to recover from intense exercise. That exercise then in time in nature lowers your stress, making better diet choices much easier for you. And then a healthy diet provides the fuel for all your cellular repair processes that you were talking about. Mm-hmm. So again, it's all one synergistic loop. So it's super important that you start implementing these five factors into your life. You don't need a huge dramatic change here. You're looking for consistency in these five foundational feel-good factors here. So this week, we want to challenge you to intentionally increase your exposure to just one of these factors. Which one are you going to choose? Hit us up on social media and let us know which one you chose. We'd like to hear more about it and converse about it. So that's all we had for this episode. Make sure that you hit that follow and subscribe button on this podcast so you never miss another episode, and visit us on YouTube as well. Also, share this podcast with someone that you love who may be on a health and wellness journey as well. And make sure that you optimize your life and thrive on so that you can be more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.